Listening 76. Listen and read.
Stop motion animation. When we watch a film, we see a moving picture, which is actually made up of thousands of still images. These photographs are flashed onto a screen so fast that our eyes can't see the separate frames. Instead, we see a continuous moving picture. If you look at old film rolls, you can clearly see the separate frames that make up the film. Stop motion animation uses this technique too, but it uses objects or models which can't move on their own. A photo is taken, and then the model is moved a tiny bit. Another photo is taken, and the model is moved again. This is repeated until the whole gesture or movement has been completed. The photos are then shown very quickly, and the model looks as if it is moving on its own. To make a simple animated film, the general rule is that you need 24 frames to make 1 second of the film. That's 24 photos with 24 tiny changes to make 1 second of smooth movement. Artists draw a storyboard to plan all the movements in a sequence or story, and to show how the models will move. If there are several characters and other things moving in a scene, then it can be a very slow process. When the famous Wallace and Gromit films were made, it could take days just to film a few seconds. Making a full-length film took a long time.